I'm here at the 2013 Commodity Classic in sunny Florida, and Ron Lamberti is standing here with me with the American Coalition of Ethanol. Ron, tell me a little bit about your role with the organization.
Well, I'm Senior Vice President with ACE, but I do market development for ACE. Basically, my background is as a petroleum marketer. I've run gas stations for about 30 years, still own a couple of them. And so what I do mostly is outreach to gas stations, convenience stores, and in some cases maybe their suppliers, to talk to them about E10, E15, E85, any other questions they have about ethanol and ethanol blending.
Well, you got two booths set up here. Tell me a little bit about your message you're wanting to share with attendees and growers here at Commodity Classic.
Well, the American Coalition for Ethanol is one of the booths, and we're a grassroots organization. Basically, the people that belong to ACE are the independent plants, mostly farmer-owned, or at least privately owned. We deal a lot more probably in the agricultural end of things than some of the other groups do. We were formed actually by several corn grower groups, several state corn grower groups, and actually some sugar beet groups, and some other rural electric cooperatives. So we've always focused on how ethanol affects a lot of people, not just ethanol for ethanol's sake. And
right.
And so our involvement at the corn growers is that a lot of the members of ACE, individual members, are corn growers who also own shares in or help operate an ethanol production facility. And then the other booth that we've got here is one that, along with RFA, we do an outreach program to petroleum marketers. It's called Blend Your Own Ethanol, where we provide information to gas station owners and anybody who needs information on how to obtain ethanol and sell it to the general public.
Well, I hear you guys have a legislative trip that is coming up that you guys call Fly-In. And tell me a little bit about that event.
Well, it's our fourth one. And what we do is generally gather some of those members that I mentioned, the grassroots members, because we feel like that message, the message about ethanol and who it impacts and who it benefits, is a lot more effective coming from them. I mean, folks like us who work for an ethanol association go up there and there's sort of this automatic, discount of what you say because you're working for a group. And so when we can get our members who aren't necessarily ethanol producers, there are, we have people who grow corn and raise livestock. We have people who sell enzymes, people who are transportation people from all kinds of different parts of the business community that are associated with ethanol, who come to this fly-in to explain to as many people as we can in a short period of time the benefits that ethanol has that go well beyond just what it does for the ethanol industry.
Let's talk briefly about some of the hot topics coming into 2013 when we're talking about ethanol.
Well, the first one is the renewable fuel standard. There's going to be attempts made to try and get rid of the renewable fuel standard, which is unfortunate because it's one of the most successful pieces of legislation for energy that's ever been passed. It has reduced our dependence on foreign oil by almost that and other things by about 20%. When the thing was passed, we were 60% relying on foreign oil. Now we have net imports of right around 40%. And ethanol has done about half of that. The other stuff you always hear about, the oil they're finding in other places, is the other half of that. So that's happened. If ethanol were not in part of the supply chain, then you'd have higher prices. And if for that matter, with all of the things that we're going through worldwide, we need to have options, and the renewable fuel standard has created some options for that and expanded them, and we don't want to see that thing go away. The people who are going after the renewable fuel standard are generally people who support the oil industry having more control because they believe that would create more jobs and help the economy. And the oil industry is expanding, but while they find more product, their prices keep going up. So the reason that happens is because they don't have any competition, which, is part of what the renewable fuel standard does. It forces them to include a higher percentage of renewables in their fuel every year. Beyond that, then, in order to accomplish that, one of our biggest things that we're trying to get done is to get E15 sold in more places. And the oil companies and some of these senators are doing everything, they're senators, congressmen more than anything else, but some of the elected officials are doing as much as they can to see that E15 doesn't happen. Because that takes oil industry's market, it cuts down their profits per gallon, and they don't want that to happen. Well, if consumers are going to get what they should get, there's no reason that when there's a product like ethanol that costs 80 cents less than gasoline, that instead of getting 10% in a gallon, we should be getting 15, because that would lower our prices by another nickel or so. So we're trying to make sure that people understand the economics of it, because ethanol is less expensive, and the more of it we can make compete with gas, the more we bring down the whole complex. And you know, there's a reason why the other guys don't want to see that succeed, and that's understandable. That's their job. But Congress's job is to be fair. And so that's one of the things we will focus on at the fly-in, too, is to make sure people understand about E15. There's a lot of misinformation about E15 and a hearing earlier this week about supposed damage it would do based on a study that's completely bogus, that's probably the subject of another 10-minute interview. But so we've got to try and make sure that the facts about ethanol and the benefits of ethanol are straight in people's minds, and that's a pretty big job.
You guys do an awesome job advocating for growers and advocating for the industry as a whole. So thank you once again. Talking with Ron Lamberty here at the 2013 Commodity Classic here in the Ace booth. So thank you, Ron. I am Jamie Johansson.